Chapter 9. What Boy? "Welcome back," came a soft, lovely voice. Jack opened his eyes. It was Morgan. They hadn't seen Morgan in a long time.
"Morgan!" cried Annie.
She threw her arms around the enchantress. Jack jumped up and hugged Morgan, too. "It's good to see you both," said Morgan.
"Arf, arf!"
"And it's good to see you, too," Morgan said, smiling at the little dog.
"Look,"
said Annie. She reached into Jack's pack and pulled out the piece of painted bark.
"A gift from a kangaroo."
"We have all four gifts now," said Jack. "Good work," said Morgan. She picked up their first gift. It was the pocket watch from the Titanic. "Once upon a time, there was a boy who wasted time," Morgan said. "This watch teaches him that time is very precious. It must be used wisely." Morgan picked up their second gift, the eagle's feather from the Lakota Indians. "Sometimes the boy was afraid to stand up for himself," she said. "The eagle's feather teaches him that a small creature can be one of the bravest." Morgan picked up the lotus flower from the forest in India. "Sometimes the boy did not respect nature," she said. "This flower teaches him that nature holds many wonders." Morgan picked up the piece of bark with the painting of the rainbow serpent. "Sometimes the boy didn't want to study other times and places," she said. "This painting teaches him there is mystery, magic, and wisdom in the traditions of ancient peoples."
"What boy?"
Jack asked.
"Who are you talking about?" asked Annie.
Morgan didn't answer right away. She placed her hands on Jack's and Annie's shoulders. "Thank you," she said, "for helping this boy learn his lessons. Thank you for breaking the spell."
"What boy?"
Jack asked again.
"Arf, arf, arf!"
Jack and Annie looked over at Teddy. Then something magical happened. In a flutter of time, in the spin of a whirlwind, Teddy was changed. He was no longer a dog. He was a boy.